We have some new kids here at Med Mass. These are the preschoolers. Preschoolers are at church. This is the best. Welcome to our students at preschool. After several months, you're able to come to Mass with all of us. Thank you. Hope you have your verses ready. Or your questions. You guys need questions, right? Question. Oh, you got questions already. Let's hear it. What do you got? The what? The octopus. Oh, this is a bug? It's great. You have some good imagination. You guys are brilliant. Jack, what is that for? It's a great question. That is for the manger. The manger of Jesus. Eventually, Christmas comes. So every week we add it. So we can see all we have right now is an ox. I think. Kind of lonely by himself. But by the end of it, we'll add the Mary, Jesus, Joseph. Yep. Bite? Did you go into your house? A little icy for that. A little icy mouth. But it's great to have all of you. Nice to have you in church. Nice to be quiet, right? That's cool. And it's cool to watch the older brothers and sisters and boys and girls that are at Mass to watch what they're doing. Because they're growing too in their faith. Alright, for our students too, I was curious, it kind of came out to me, but what was going on at the readings? I just want to hear what your thoughts are, because your brains are, it's amazing to hear what's going on in your thoughts, as myself, my own, I know what my brain is going through and thinking of different things in the readings today, but what are some of your thoughts for the readings we heard today? Yep. And why was that? Yeah. But what? Yep, you're right. With the rain and the wind. But why did it fall, though? It was a house, right? Why did it fall? Yeah. It wasn't built. And then there's a really important word in there. And that really helped my heart. Yesterday and today, but what was it called? It was built on rock. And in my heart, one of the things was the rock of God, the rock of Jesus Christ, the rock of our church. Now, I was trying to think of this one, and I was going to just tell the story. You already know the story, though. But I'm old, I'm losing my memory sometimes, but who is it? Wasn't there like a wolf, like this parable about this wolf and these pigs that are like, he's blowing and blowing at the house, and one is out of, tell me, Ava. The three little pigs? That might be one of those three little pigs, I guess. And what was the first one? They built their house. Hay?
Straw.
What's up, hay?
Straw.
Straw?
Straw.
Okay,
straw.
What's the second one?
Straw.
Oh, go ahead.
Sticks. Here you
go. Straw, then what was the second one?
Sticks.
Was it sticks? Mm-hmm. And then what was the third one? What do you think? Dahlia?
Bricks.
Bricks! And did he get in?
Nope.
What happened to the wolf at the end?
He didn't get in.
What?
He didn't get in.
He didn't get in?
No.
What?
The wolf fell down.
He was.
I remember that.
I do.
The wolf died?
Yeah.
Well, good. At the end of the world, that's what.
He didn't die, no.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
The
one in the fire.
What do you think?
He felt the fire. He fell in the fire. He fell in the fire, but he didn't.
So listen now, listen. Yep. Really? I don't remember that story. Is that the same story? I don't know.
No, it's not.
There's probably different stories. It's a fable, right? It's a fable. But really, it's kind of a. I was reading this yesterday because I'm thinking about how it's a fable, but that's very similar to the story we heard about the wise person that put in the house on the rock. And the wind came, and it was very similar in my mind. And I was trying to think, and I'm like, I'm not going to look this up. The kids know this. They'll give part of the homily, and that's the best part. Lastly, the words that came to me, because obviously we heard from Isaiah, we heard from the gospel according to Matthew, and in my heart was trust in the Lord forever. We saw that again, trusting in the Lord to know our faith that's set on rock. And again, the simple verse for me was trust in the Lord forever. That we can always trust in the Lord no matter what's going on in our lives. I know for myself again, I've said this before with you, mostly with Bishop Paul Sherwood passed away. Other sickness in our hearts or just things that were sad, but different things in our lives, that we can always trust in the Lord. For the Lord is an eternal rock. Isn't that awesome? Same thing about the rock. So please stand, and for those of you that are reading, you can read the intercessions. Come forward. And the microphones aren't working, just so you know.